from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Purchasing PPE is not cheap, as Henrico County has learned. And Senator Tim Kaine has a way for high school seniors to celebrate their graduations. We'll have details about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. It's brought to you today by the Andres Bullock Insurance Agency with Allstate.
And now for the news.
Well, as Henrico County officials have learned in the past month or so, stocking up on personal protective equipment, or PPE, is not cheap. The county has spent about $700,000 purchasing various items of PPE between March 25th and April 22nd, according to county officials. You can check out henricocitizen.com right now for my article about this topic. Among the items purchased by the county were 63,000 gowns, 52,000 surgical masks, 50 cases of Tyvek suits, and almost 94,000 KN95 masks. The county purchased some of those items on behalf of regional partners, including Richmond International Airport and Hanover and Goochland counties. Those entities will reimburse Henrico for about $110,000 of the overall $700,000. By joining together to make the purchase on behalf of other localities, all localities involved saved money, according to Henrico officials. The county is anticipating some level of reimbursement from the state and federal governments. Officials did not purchase PPE prior to March 25th, according to logistics manager for the county's Emergency Operations Center, Matthew Combi, because they were trying to be as fiscally responsible as possible. They first collected as much extra PPE from county agencies as they could in order to reallocate it to those who needed it most. The EOC is distributing the PPE to county agencies as needed and so far has filled about 160 internal orders. Data from the Virginia Department of Health shows that Henrico County's death rate among all those known to be infected with the COVID-19 virus is about 11.5%, which is easily the highest in the state among localities with more than several deaths. In Henrico, about 1% of the overall population has been tested. That's the same, roughly, as in the state of Virginia as a whole. The state's death rate among all those with confirmed cases is only about 3.5%. Now, Henrico's numbers likely are skewed significantly as a result of the nursing home outbreaks that have occurred in the county. But in Henrico County, blacks have a mortality rate from the virus of more than twice that of the state average for their race, and whites are dying at a rate nearly three times the state average for theirs. Blacks compose almost 43% of Henrico's total number of confirmed cases of the virus, even though they make up just about 30% of its overall population. Statewide, blacks make up about 20% of the population, but actually account for only 18% of known COVID-19 cases. Whites make up about half of Henrico's population and are responsible for about 38% of its confirmed cases of the virus. Statewide, whites are about 70% of Virginia's overall population, but account for just 34% of confirmed cases. Well, with high school graduation ceremonies across the state likely to be postponed or canceled because of the pandemic, U.S. Senator Tim Kaine this week launched a contest to invite seniors to submit original graduation speeches that they would have liked to give at graduation. His Everybody's the Graduation Speaker video contest is open to all high school seniors in the state. He's encouraging students to film videos of speeches that are 10 minutes or less and submit them to gradspeech@kane.senate.gov by May 15th. His office will post speeches on its Facebook page and website during May and June to help celebrate graduates. Governor Ralph Northam yesterday announced that scheduled medical procedures that had been postponed for more than a month as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak will be allowed to resume as of tomorrow. Northam last month had announced an executive order that stopped elective and non-emergency procedures statewide. He extended that order last week through tomorrow, but now says that the state has slowed the spread of the virus enough that he feels comfortable allowing those procedures to continue. The move was met favorably by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, which last week had been critical of his decision to extend the order. A reminder that now when you make a contribution to the Henrico Citizens' local journalism efforts, we will provide free digital advertising to the local nonprofit or organization of your choice. And as donations in their names increase, so too will the amount of exposure they receive with us. Among those that have been named already, the Henrico Humane Society, Safe Harbor Shelter, Housing Families First, the Henrico Court-Appointed Special Advocates, the American Red Cross, Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, the Henrico Education Foundation, and more. If you'd like to make a contribution to extend exposure for one of those groups, or you have a nonprofit you'd like to help, you can visit henricocitizen.com/contribute. And as always, we appreciate your support. Your donations also can be made in a tax-deductible way. Today's Henrico Newsman, it has been brought to you by Andres Bullock of the Allstate Insurance Agency of Sandston. Call 737-1067 to learn about auto and home bundles, as well as life insurance options to fit your needs. All from an agency that's been part of the community for more than 45 years. That's Andres Bullock of Allstate Insurance at 737-1067.